Hello and welcome to our service for the 10th Sunday after Trinity. Our service consists of an opening prayer, the gospel reading for the day, a reflection, some intercessions and a blessing. We begin with a prayer. God of the nations, to your table all are invited, and in your family no one is a stranger. Satisfy the hunger of those gathered in our house of prayer, and mercifully extend to all the peoples on earth the joy of salvation and faith. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Jesus went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. Karen Gibson tells the story of her mother who came to the UK from Guyana and in her first few months was looking for an Anglican church like the one she had been used to going to in Guyana. She found one that was not too far from where she lived and went along. After a few weeks of attendance at the hour-long services, the vicar waited for her at the end of the morning, extended his hand to shake hers and said, "Thanks for coming, but don't come back, please." It was a slap in the face to have been invited to the country to work, only to find ignorance and discrimination in all areas of society, and further, to be so casually dismissed from the one place in which she should have found refuge. Karen Gibson's mother was at the time pregnant with Karen. It's a shocking and painful story, but one that has become part of the collective family memory. In today's reading from the Gospel, a Canaanite woman approaches Jesus and asks for healing for her daughter. The Canaanites were a people that were displaced from the land before the time of Jesus, at a time when the Israelites took possession of the land. The Israelites even enslaved some of them. It was easy to look down on the Canaanites, as they were not considered to be part of God's chosen people. Jesus initially refused to help the woman, and that can seem a bit shocking to us. The disciples sought to have the woman dismissed. The woman is persistent, though, and Jesus finally speaks to her, but only to say that he was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. There are other times in the Gospel when Jesus says the same thing, and it's only after the resurrection that Jesus proclaims a mission to all nations. Jesus, at the time it seems, thought the non-Jews, non-Israelites, were not part of his mission. He says, "It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs." Even so, the woman does not back away. She accepts the insulting metaphor and responds to Jesus' rebuff by saying, "Even house dogs can eat the scraps from their master's table." Finally, Jesus relents, and with a word, the woman's daughter is healed. Does he change his mind simply because of the woman's persistence, or because of her witty response? Perhaps it is her humility or her desperation that gets to him. He sees that the woman has great faith and says so. The Christian community in Matthew's time was having to get used to being more inclusive, as it had started out as a Jewish group and then acquired also Gentile disciples. The story of Karen's mum also ends a bit more happily. Karen went along to a church to organise a choir event, the Kingdom Choir, and she took her mum along. As they went into the church, her mum told her that this was the church that she had been banned from all those years ago. She writes, "We walked inside and were quickly greeted by the vicar, a friendly and trendy lady in her early 40s who sauntered out in her sports gear with the biggest smile. She greeted us with hugs. As we exchanged pleasantries about how life was going and the new prayer area installed in a corner of the building, I mentioned that this was the place my mother used to attend many moons ago." It was the vicar's turn to be incredulous. With a rare sensitivity and genuine interest, she asked, "And how was your experience? Was it a good one?" I looked at Mum, who said nothing, but simply bowed her head with a wry smile. The vicar then turned to me with wide inquiring eyes and a quickly reddening face and queried, "Really? Is that what's going on here?" I also said nothing, giving her a knowing look. Suddenly, without giving it a second thought, and to the great surprise and consternation of Mum and me, this wonderful, love-filled woman dropped to her knees in front of Mum, and with heartfelt repentance, poured out the most impassioned apology. I was stunned. Mum simply smiled her forgiveness back, and with her customary stoic approach to life and all its thorns, responded with, "It's all right, that's life." A few weeks later, Karen conducted her Kingdom Choir in a concert in the church. This time, her mum was invited. Today we live in a post-resurrection world. People from all nations are invited to join the community that Jesus established. There is an inclination amongst people not to help others and to exclude people who are not like us. But let us acknowledge and affirm that everyone is welcome to come to the Lord and to join our fellowship. We turn to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for your church and for those who lead it, remembering especially Justin, our Archbishop, and Viv, our Bishop. We pray for all your people scattered throughout the world, that we may be welcoming and inclusive, being guided by your Spirit and showing love, mercy, and understanding towards others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world which suffers the consequences of human weakness and wickedness, for those who are persecuted, victimized, or abused in any way, that they may receive mercy. For those who are homeless, that they may receive a shelter. For those who are orphans, that they may receive help. For those who despair, that they may have hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are hungry or malnourished, and for those responsible for finding food for their families and others entrusted to their care, that the produce of this world may be shared with people in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our families and our friends and all we come across in our daily lives, for those who travel and all who encounter adversity, that they may know your protection and guidance. We give the thanks for the blessing of what we share together. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing to others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and the sorrowing, for those whose lives are marred by pain, illness, disability, bereavement, anxiety, or any other distress. We pray that you would bring good out of all their troubles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for our own life of faith and for the resurrection life with which you bless all who turn to you. We entrust into your hands those we have known and loved who have gone before us from this mortal life. Raise up by the power of your love all your faithful ones to praise your name for ever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Rejoicing in our fellowship with Blessed Mary and all the saints, we offer you these prayers, Lord, trusting in your love for us and for all that you have made. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We conclude our service with a blessing. May the Father, from whom every family in earth and heaven receives its name, give you a spirit of unity to live in harmony as you follow Jesus Christ, so that with one voice you may glorify him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.